Blog Talk Radio.
All right. We're not going to waste any time with that crap because we're already supposed to be. Okay, I think we're back on the air. I'm not sure if anybody can hear me. Please let me know. So, we are... I think we're back. At least it says we are back. If anybody can hear me, all my loyal listeners out there, please come into the chat room and let me know. Because I think I'm back. But until I get verification, I need help. All right, so where were we? Okay. I believe we were talking about Justin Bieber being a punt, pimp slapping. That's what I remember. Anyway, moving on. Sounds like Boston is trying to cause some issues for UFC. Apparently, there is a state law that Boston is trying to enforce that basically to the fact that they will not allow foreign-born fighters on their show. Now, I don't know what that means to you, but I think that's kind of messed up. Kind of like New York. You know, New York is still kind of dragging their feet on allowing MMA. Don't they realize that they are costing themselves a beltload of money? Because you look at all the fans that come to the fights. You look at all the money that it's going to make wherever the fight's going to be. They would be a fool to not want the fights there. Clint Davis, if you're listening, I hope you come back on, buddy. I don't see you back in the chat room yet, but I know you're out there listening somewhere. Once again, I apologize to the fans for the phone issue. I don't know what's going on with that. 347-326-9073 is the phone number if you want to call in to Blog Talk Radio and the Greg Squirrel Show. I'm smelling ribs for dinner, boys and girls. I think I'll be... I think I'll be nibbling on some ribs. My ribs while I'm watching some basketball tonight. Want to say hello to Jessica Aaron. She is out there. Hope she's listening to the program. I'm trying to get Clint to come back in the chat room. I kind of feel out of it because losing the phone and stuff kind of threw me off. But we are back. So anyway, we are back. All right, Clint's back in the room. Clint, can you hear me, my brother? Send me a message. Let me know.
Please.
Yes, we are back. Okay. But anyway, oh, I know what we were talking about. We were talking about the deal between the Clippers and the Celtics and I don't know. Like Clint pointed out, Ozzie Guillen was coach of the White Sox, went to the Miami Marlins, and he's not even there now. I think those lime green walls and the fish tanks and the outfield walls, whose idea was that anyway? That has got to be one of the ugliest ballparks out there. If you've ever watched, I can't even stand to watch them on TV, much less go to a Marlins game in person. I don't care how good a team they could be if they wanted to be, but those lime green walls. Boys and girls, we are talking lime green. I don't even think it's lime green. I think it's, I don't know, it's green. It's something. Electric green. But Miami has this baby puke atrocious green walls. And then in the walls, running down first base and third base lines, they have fish tanks. I'm sorry, I don't go to a baseball game to watch fish. Munster poop green. I like that, Clint. But I don't go to a ball game to see fish swimming around. Maybe that's a distraction so you don't notice how bad Miami really sucks. And don't even get me started on that thing they got out there in center field. When they do get a home run, I'm like, oh my, I know they want Miami to be a fun place and they try to play off that, but please get rid of that home run thingy out in center field. Oh my God, it's like an amusement park. And a sucky amusement park at that. At least at a real amusement parks, the rides work most of the time. I think I've only seen that home run thingy go off once this year. Because trust me, I cannot stand the Munster poop green walls at Miami's field. I mean, oh my God. I'm starting to miss the old logo. At least they could have kept that and just changed the name, but no, they did it when they did a whole new logo and everything, and I'm just like, ugh, please, Miami, we beg you, Miami, do something to take our mind off how ugly your ballpark is. I heard they wanted to have a tribute to Miami Vice night, but even Don Johnson said, you ain't got enough drugs on the planet to get me back in that place. So anyway, as I mentioned earlier, Boston's trying to cause issues with UFC. Something about foreign-born fighters are not going to be allowed on that card. Once again, somebody else wanting to rob themselves out of money. Oh, my God. Woo! Clint Davis is my hero. If you ever get to watch XFI, or watch XFI, if you ever get to listen to XFI Live, go listen to my hero, Clint Davis. He. What's the word I'm looking for when I describe Clint Davis? He's a hero. He's my mentor. Clint's like, Greg, please, you keep making me puke. Rashad Evans has received an indefinite suspension after UFC 161. Was the fight really that bad? In other related UFC news, UFC 164 has signed Derek Brunson versus Yoel Romero and Magnus Kattenblad against Jared Hammond. So, I want us to try to say something good about UFC, but after what I saw and heard, about Saturday night show, I don't even know if you can. I don't know. I'll leave that to Clint. Maybe Clint can figure out something good to say about UFC Saturday night. According to everything I heard, it was boring. I did hear a classic. Dana White blast today. Let me find it. I wish I could figure out how to replay it. But Dana White gave a blast on, what's the referee, Steve Magalani, or anyway. Apparently, I'm trying to dig it up here. Anyway, I can't find it, but apparently Dana White, apparently there's a referee in Vegas. And yeah, I can't remember the referee, Steve Magalani, something like that. Apparently he's an idiot. I'm trying to find the blast. Oh, man, it was classic. And I normally don't listen to Dana White blast, but apparently this referee is so horrible. Magalani, whoever his name is. Apparently this guy is so horrible that when he's refereeing a fight, he acts like he wants to be somewhere else. I'll have to pull it up and figure out how to get it on the air so you guys can hear it. So, classic blast. I don't even do blast that good. And I do some pretty good blast. Beebs, Lohan. When's Kanye West and Kim Kardashian going to realize nobody gives a rat's ass about their baby? Maybe that's why those two are perfect for each other. Because they think the world revolves around them when in all truth, nobody cares. I'm Maybe it's just me. But then, you know, I quit listening to Kanye West a long time ago. Ever since he had his little temper tantrum when Taylor Swift beat Beyonce, you know, I quit, and Kanye had his little temper tantrum. I lost all respect for the boy and his half-baked apology. So go figure. Clint, why are you not calling in today, Bubba? You know I love you. Clint, who thinks I should make Clint my substitute host when I'm out of town and stuff and can't do the afternoon show? Just an idea. Do you think Clint Davis from XFI Live should be the substitute host for the Greg Squirrel Show when I can't be here? Uh-oh. What do you want?
All right, here I am. You got your wish.
I was feeling lonely.
Well, you know, I hate just jumping on and hacking into your show all the time. I felt like maybe I'll keep an eagle eye on the chat room and you do your thing and talk about your news. And that way, if you had some callers, you guys could get down with your bad selves. I didn't want to take up the whole hour like I did yesterday.
Hey, but that's fun, babe. That's what it's all about. I mean,
yeah, you're right. You're right. That's true.
But we keep the world safe from democracy when we do our things.
Well, that's also true. Man, I tell you what, I got a story for you. I can't talk about this on my show because I represent a certain company, but I could probably do this on yours because you're Greg Squirrel.
I talk about everybody.
That's true, but I'll tell you what's happening in the world of Clint Davis right now. Today, I went for the seventh time today. I am now 7-0 in court battles to keep my time with my kids. I have fought baby mama after baby mama after baby mama, and I'm 7-0 now. So nobody holds it down in the courtroom like Clint Davis does, and nobody's going to go bat for their kids harder than this guy right here. So I feel pretty good. I'm having a great day.
Well, there you go, buddy. That's what it's all about. It's all about spending time with the chillins.
That's right. They're with me right now. I got one taking a nap and one watching TV.
There you go. Did you hear the Dana White blast against Steve? What's the referee, UFC referee? Steve Mazzagatti?
Man, I was looking at him the other day, and I can't, for the life of me, find this. It's Mazzagatti, but I can't find the clip. I can't. Oh. Dana White unleashes tirade on UFC ref. I'm looking at the website. Here, it just popped up.
He goes ballistic on the boy.
I am trying to see. Here's what he said. It was on Twitter. It was on Dana White's official Twitter page, and he released a couple of different tweets, and the first tweet said, "Glad Bergman stopped. Mazzagatti is a clueless idiot who will hurt someone and continue to ruin guys' legacies. Much respect, Josh." Then, 4 minutes later, he says, NSAC needs to seriously do something. When you have been a ref that long and still don't know what you're doing, it's time to go away. And then once more, in an epic 9-minute NSFW tirade Saturday night in Winnipeg during UFC 161 post-fight media, there is a video on MSN.FoxSports.com that's got the video on here, and I don't know what to play it either, but it's apparently it's a good one, and so I
I if that's the one I'm thinking of, I listened to it this afternoon, and in order to play it on our show, we need the Jerry Springer button.
Man, yeah, we got to get the bell in there. Yeah, it's 9.5 minutes long, this video clip of him talking about this deal. And there's a lot of guys, you know, Kenny Florian said the reality is Dana White is 100% correct on Mazzucato. Bad refereeing hurts fighters. It fights orgs and could cause irreversible damage to a fighter. Later on again, it says, don't know why MMA fighters aren't allowed to smoke weed before fights. If judges can do it, then the fighters should be able to as well.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Apparently, Dana White's description, Mazzucato, is the fight's going on, and, you know, Mazzucato's over there checking his text messages, making out his grocery list, everything but paying attention to the fight.
Yeah, definitely.
Oh, man. And, like, I thought an episode of Jerry Springer had beeps in it. Oh, man,
I had the technology to do it, I would get it on, I need to find some kind of program where I could put this on my computer, I could download the clip, you know, beep the language and get it on the show. I mean, dead gum. I mean, 9.5 minutes, it can't be anything good. You don't sit there and pat somebody on the ass for 9 minutes. You berate them for 9 minutes. That's what you do.
Oh, and that's exactly what he does. He called Mazzucato everything but a white boy.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
And you know how Dana White can get.
Yeah, he can go. I mean, if he can force people into retirement, he can definitely share his feelings about. I mean, crap, he's forced guys into retirement over a candlelight dinner. So you know he can make his opinion well known in front of the media and everybody else.
Now, I want to, speaking of that UFC-related event and stuff, what do you think about this news coming out of Boston? Because, you know, Fox Sports is starting their own new network, Fox Sports One, mm-hmm. and so they're going to be having all the UFC events on there. But now there's news coming out that Boston has some kind of law. Matter of fact, here it is now. The Boston Herald. Reporting, this law has been in existence since Boston legalized MMA in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. It's been brought to the attention of UFC on more than one occasion that they will not allow foreign-born fighters.
Yeah, I mean, how racist is this? Well, I mean, what do we do? What is this, 1930 or something?
Yeah, I mean, it's crazy.
That's ridiculous. It's like, you know, I mean, it's not quite as big as saying that we can't have foreign-born U.S. presidents, because obviously we've got one right now. But it's you know,
it's all like, getting me started.
I knew you'd say that. It's like one of these local places around here would be like Strike King saying, hey, we're gonna fire our promoter. We're gonna oust our promoter because he's German. I mean, what kind of deal? You can't do that kind of stuff in America.
Yeah, but it says here, Boston Herald, when Massachusetts legalized MMA, it required that foreign-born fighters get social security numbers.
Well, when did they legalize MMA? 1961?
It does not indicate.
See, we need to get to the bottom of that. We need to find out when Boston legalized MMA. I'm going to type it in a Google search right now. When did Boston legalize MMA? And, you know, if it's sometime within the last 20 years, then who read this bill when it passed? You know what I mean?
Really?
I mean, this is something that we have been fighting against and fighting against and fighting against. You know, there's all these, you know, equal rights battles and stuff going on right now. And I think everyone's rights should be just as equal as the next person's. I'll tell you one thing, fighting for my own country and for First Amendment rights and any other kind of rights, I'm in no position to tell anybody that they can't do anything that anybody else can do under the red, white, and blue. So there's no way. Some of our greatest fighters that we've seen are from foreign countries. I don't know why you would tell somebody they can't do this.
Exactly. We're supposed to be land of the free, home of the brave, you know. But when you tell, you know, when you're telling a fighter that because he's from another country, hell, you might as well kill off half of baseball.
Well, yeah, it's like the American dream gets shot down. These people, they, you know, that's what this country was all about. You know, a lot of people have no clue what this country was founded on. But, you know, when you found a new nation based on, religious freedom and ethnic freedom and any kind of things like that. And then you tell people, you know, we appreciate you being here and all, but, you know, you can't do this unless you were born here. That's ridiculous.
Right. Well, you know, I've always made the comment, especially since Obama won his second term, I've always made the comment that if our nation's founding fathers were to come back today, I promise you they would lead a revolt against our government.
Oh, they would start a brand new revolution.
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Brand new revolution. There's no way that they would look at this and say, this is exactly what we had in mind.
Well, I say, you know, I say the same thing about Walmart. If Sam Altman were to come back today, he would literally shut down Walmart because it has gotten so far away from what he had envisioned that he would tear it down and start all over.
Well, I think if Sam Walton came back today right now and came down to Fort Smith, Arkansas, and went to the Walmart on Zero Street and stood behind 5,000 people in line and saw that there was only four cashiers working, I think that's where he would start, is tearing that Walmart down. There's no doubt. I mean, look, their whole premise, the way that he founded that company was on affordable prices and customer service. And you get, sometimes we still get affordable prices out there, but customer service, people who know what they're doing.
Great.
I mean, you get what you pay for, and everybody wonders why you find people out there who don't know what in the world they're doing. It's because they don't pay anybody anything.
I hear you. And that was one of the big, you know, they just recently had their yearly Left Fest up here at Bud Walton Arena, and that was one of the big complaints when they let people... when they had the open microphone session, that was one of the big complaints, is people not getting paid what they're worth.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. What a deal.
You got some big news tonight coming up on XFI Live tonight.
Man, we do. I literally, from the XFI Tech Guy, literally seconds ago, just got a brand new file in my email with the restructured fight card. And that is the title of the episode tonight, is Restructured Fight Card. And we have got some stuff. I've even got a rumor about an update on a fighter whose opponent may or may not have been injured here recently, and it is not on the restructured fight card. So we've got stuff going down left and right. Here's the deal. It's not that the fight card's changing and people have something to worry about. It's changing for the better. We've got a new team involved. We've got new fighters involved who have never fought for us, pro guys. And, we got some stuff that's going to be great. So, 7 p.m., blogtalkradio.com/XFI Live. I'll put a link on your Facebook page. That way, if people, your listeners out there want to listen to the show, they'll have a link to it there. 7 p.m., I'll be there. I'm trying to still see if I can get our heavyweight champion, Chris Brookfield, on the line. But, I don't know if that's going to work out. I haven't heard back from him. But I guarantee you, I've got a show with or without anybody else. I've got plenty to talk about and a lot of things to accomplish. So it's going to be covered in full detail.
Well, all right. Well, Clint, hey, I appreciate you hanging in with me through all the phone issues and everything. Everybody, check out XFI Live tonight, 7 o'clock, right here, Blog Talk Radio. And we'll be right back here tomorrow on the Greg Squirrel Show. So we will see you later.
Peace.